Editor's note. Mr. Vimalsan writes in response to the story province kicks in $800,000 to pay for residents of closed Pawasan long-term care home. To the editor. I am writing to express my deep concern regarding the recent decision to allocate additional funding to the Canadian Mental Health Association, CMHA, North Bay and District for the temporary housing of residents displaced from the Dosanjh Care Residence Home in Pawasan. While I understand the importance of providing support to vulnerable individuals, I believe that the current approach is not only a misuse of public funds but also detrimental to the well-being of the residents involved. The closure of the Dosanjh Care Residence due to unsanitary conditions was undoubtedly a distressing situation for its residents. However, the decision to house these individuals in a Lakeshore Drive motel, with no clear plan for their long-term accommodation, raises serious concerns about their welfare. As highlighted in recent reports, the temporary housing arrangement has been ongoing for 5 months now, with no resolution in sight. Furthermore, the exorbitant costs associated with this temporary housing solution are alarming. With each passing day, taxpayers' money is being spent on accommodation that is neither sustainable nor conducive to the residents' well-being. The fact that CMHA has not provided any concrete plan for a permanent solution, despite receiving significant financial support, is deeply troubling. The residents, who have been displaced for over 5 months now, deserve better than temporary accommodations in a motel. Not only does this arrangement fail to provide a stable living environment, but it also poses significant financial strain on both the government and the affected individuals. The mounting costs associated with housing 37 residents in a motel for such an extended period are simply unsustainable and do not reflect prudent use of taxpayer dollars. It is evident that the current approach is failing to address the needs of the displaced residents effectively. Therefore, I urge the federal government to reassess its decision to allocate further funds to CMHA North Bay and District. Instead, I urge you to explore alternative solutions that prioritize the residents' long-term well-being and ensure that public funds are used responsibly and efficiently. It is imperative that the government re-evaluates its support for CMHA and ensures that any further funding is contingent upon a clear and effective plan to address the needs of the displaced residents in a timely manner. Additionally, measures must be put in place to prevent similar situations from arising in the future, including robust oversight of organizations entrusted with providing essential services to vulnerable populations. Additionally, I request transparency and accountability from CMHA regarding their plans for the residents' future accommodation. It is essential that they provide timely updates on their progress and actively involve the community in decision-making processes that affect vulnerable individuals. Thank you for considering my concerns regarding this matter. I urge you to take appropriate action to address the issues raised and work towards a more sustainable and compassionate solution for the displaced residents. Max Vimalsan, Victoria. See related. Controversial closed Pawasan Group home up for sale for $2,800,000.